what is being done is to determine whether somebody, because of a felony conviction or because of an adjudication of mental health issues, that they are then prohibited from buying a firearm. But it's not a vetting. It's not a background check in the sense that somebody's trying to determine whether somebody's suitable for the gun or not. So we're calling it by this broad term a background check that connotes something that people have misinterpreted and have a misperception about what's actually being done as opposed to what's not being done.
Gualtieri said that some of the few reasons to restrict a person from buying a gun are if they have a felony record, certain verifiable mental health issues, or recent domestic battery charges. Those instances wouldn't cover a husband who wasn't charged in a domestic dispute but threatened to kill his wife. Even though Gualtieri requested a change, he repeatedly insisted that didn't mean he supports stricter gun control laws. Despite that, lawmakers like St. Petersburg Republican Jeff Brandes weren't buying it.
The effect is going to be the same. So whether you call it a background check or a criminal history check or a mental illness check, the effect is still going to be the same. And I think it may lead to further confusion about what is checked and what is not checked. Because what is a criminal history check if not a background check? What is a mental illness check if not a background check? So I think that's where we would quickly find ourselves in the exact same position we are today, which is, what does this actually cover?
So you wouldn't support legislation to
I'm saying you might, by simply renaming it, you might get back to the exact same place where you are today, which is, what is a criminal history check? What is a background check? What is a mental illness check?
Brandes was quick to defend the Second Amendment when Democratic Representative Dwight Dudley suggested more vetting be done by law enforcement of a person's ability to safely own a firearm.
There was some conversation. Representative Dudley was talking about whether we should expand dramatically the power that we give law enforcement officers to restrict gun ownership. And that's really where I had some concerns, is where you could have a very young police officer simply check a box on a form and prohibit a law-abiding citizen from owning a firearm.
The issue was brought up by Pinellas County Commissioner Janet Long, who is a former state representative. She says gun control has become a national issue since the Sandy Hook shooting in December, and lawmakers need to start talking about it.
I mean, it's unfortunate that we have to couch this serious discussion with all kinds of subterfuge about, let's just change the name and not call it a background check, because it really isn't.